Residents of Sierra Leone are coming out of their homes for the first time in 3 days. The entire country has been on lockdown.
People were told to stay home so teams of workers could go door to door. The teams wanted anyone with Ebola symptoms to seek medical care.
Now, the lockdown is over, but the emergency is not. And as part of its broader effort to contain the disease, the country launched a new ambulance dispatch center. It's in the capital, Freetown. And NPR's Anders Kelto went there.
Inside a large meeting room, there's a group of men and women huddled around a table full of laptops. Safa Karuma, who oversees this computer station, points at a message on a screen.
What does this message say?
Persons are vomiting and very pale.
So vomiting and very pale?
Yeah, vomiting and very pale.
And it says suspect. What does that mean?
Yeah, the person is like showing two or three signs or symptoms.
Of Ebola.
Yeah, well, probably.
This is the new command center for Sierra Leone's Ebola response team. It's run by a bunch of groups from the UK, US, and Sierra Leone's government. And Karuma says since the lockdown began on Friday, the hotline has been getting a lot more calls.
Because this campaign is like creating more awareness, and we're seeing more people reporting.
How many of these messages are coming in?
Since this morning, we have pushed up to 600 here. So we are pushing.
Suspected Ebola cases eventually make it to a large whiteboard on the other side of the room. It's the master list for ambulance pickups. There's information scribbled next to each name. Victoria Parkinson is one of the center's directors.
We say five in home, so we say that we want to get that one out quickly because there's many people in the home that could be infected by it.
A medical expert decides who should be picked up first, and another director of the center, Amadeep Kabos, gives instructions to an ambulance driver.
Right, I want you to go to Hannah Street, 7 Hannah Street,
Hannah Street.
555 Junction.
The driver and a nurse head to the parking lot and step into an ambulance. A white Toyota SUV with red letters. Because of the lockdown, all the roads are clear. The ambulance races across town and is waved through police checkpoints. After a few stops for directions and a couple of wrong turns, it arrives at a small village. The men get out and spot the patient. It's a 14-year-old boy in a blue t-shirt, slouched on a chair. They say he's mobile.
The patient is not unconscious. Able to walk for her.
The men pull on white protective suits that are immaculately clean, then surgical masks and rubber gloves. They escort the boy into the back of the ambulance without touching him and kick the door closed. The ambulance heads out. I approach the boy's caretaker, Suleiman Espangura. He's a teacher in this village and says he recently took the boy, named Engaima, into his custody because the boy's family moved away, but he wanted to stay here and stay in school.
He likes to play football. That's his hobby. And of course, he's very clever. He has a decent handwriting. Yeah.
Every teacher likes that?
Oh, yeah, of course. We like children that are clever.
Are you worried about him?
I believe with the Almighty God, he will soon recover.
He says he's not sure what's wrong with the boy. He's not showing typical signs of Ebola. No fever, no vomiting, no diarrhea. He just has a headache and a stomach ache that's been getting better.
Well, because we've been told that whoever is sick in your home, make reports. That's the reason why I made that report yesterday.
A community health worker said she would come and evaluate him. Patients are supposed to be evaluated, and if it looks like they might have Ebola, an ambulance is called. But for some reason, the health worker never came, and the boy wasn't evaluated. But there's an ambulance at his door anyway. The ambulance takes him to an Ebola holding center. But the guards say he's not on their list of suspected cases. They argue a little with the driver, but eventually let the boy in.
No, they need to be informed. They need to be informed.
Prepare the place for the patient before.
The ambulance backs up to the entry point and comes to a stop.
So they just sprayed the back door of the ambulance with chlorine so that they could open it and let the boy out. He just stepped out of the vehicle and stepped inside the facility behind this blue tarp.
It's not clear what went wrong here, but now a 14-year-old boy with a headache is sitting in an Ebola holding center. Anders Kelto, NPR News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.